Okay, I want to bring on our next guest. Always a pleasure to have the very lovely, beautiful Kathy Smith, as always. She is here with us today talking about, we got a bunch of these rejuvenation with Kathy Smith workout systems. Really cool stuff.
She's DVD, gone beyond the DVDs, into systems.
Into systems, the DVD, the ball, the bands, it's all in one package.
What's that frisbee looking thing?
It's a yarmulke, I think. I think it's some sort of skull cap. Kathy, welcome to the show.
I'm getting my ab workout with the laughter already. The yarmulke, I like that.
It's so great to have you back on the show, and these wonderful systems that you have that are out with Live Longer, Stay Fit. There is no such thing as anti-aging. Anti-aging schmaging is the new theme, and these are great. Tell us a little bit about the system that you created.
Well, you know, where are we at now? How long have we been talking about this stuff? For so many years, and we, you know, I listen to your show. You talk about great abs. You talk about great booties. You talk about, you know, stay weight loss. But one of the things that we're finding, I'm finding, is that as people age and as women age, that, you know, there are certain things that we're ignoring. Things like balance, things, the forgotten
right.
muscles that a lot of people, we look in the mirror and we think, oh, we see the abs, we see the front of the body, and then you have that whole back, you have the saggy booty, you have the back, the rhomboids, which all affect your posture, your back, your spine. So rejuvenation is a line that I developed for anybody over the age of 40. It's really about living longer, living better, living a more active lifestyle, really targeting, you know, total wellness. So it's not just about, okay, let's look great in a bathing suit. It's about, okay, how do we look good but also feel good, keep our joints, our bones, everything, and everything that happens as you start to go past those golden years of and it's getting earlier and you're earlier. So I used to say fit after 50.
Right.
But really, it's like it's a fit after 40 type of thing. And a lot of it has to do with posture, alignment, functional fitness,
yeah.
and the forgotten muscles.
Yeah, that's really really important stuff. One of the things that most people don't realize, and it's one of the leading causes of death as we age, is balance issues, falling. And you know, people talk about cancer. They talk about, you know, heart disease, but one of the biggest things that is out there that's affecting as we age is this whole thing about proprioception and balance. So you really address that with the things that you're doing. I think it's a wonderful step into the future. Do you think we're getting away from now? We're instead of beating ourselves up with the cardio, the running, that this is where the future is going to be heading, where there's more overall wellness, balance, less wear and tear on our joints.
Well, I think things go through cycles, and as we, I think there's always going to be a place for the diehards and the young and energetic who want to go out there and pound it out, and I'm nothing against that. And by the way, I love the outdoors, but really, we are shifting as a population, you know, enough people have gone through the hardcore stuff, come out with injuries, lots of not feeling good, and lots of just like, you know, that's a little too much work. And I really, what I'm always, this whole thing, and as you guys know this, and I was on a hike this morning with a group of friends, and we talked about, you know, this is lifestyle. This is, you get to a point in your life, and you say, if this is going to work, if you're going to lose weight, if you're going to feel good, then this is something that you incorporate on a daily basis. Your family incorporates it. It's how you eat. It's how you live. It's how your friends, it's what you talk about. And nobody, you can't go for that. Go for the gusto broke forever. That's a 90 day. That's 120 day. That's you get on and you fall off. You get on, you fall off. This day to day stuff is all about a little bit more gentle. It's a little bit more like how do we breathe? How do we open up our chest?
Right.
How do we get our back feeling good? How do we work on balance? And that's the day to day stuff.
Yeah. And do you see, is this all for the aches and pains and also for people? Because, you know, the people our age, a little bit older, they're feeling it, you know, when they wake up in the morning. It's not like they hop out of bed and just put on the running shoes anymore and hit the aerobic classes. It's, you know, we're it takes a little bit longer, and the back's a little sore when you wake up and you take those
first steps. And your recovery is longer.
Recovery is longer. So this is really there to address that those particular issues as well with the rejuvenation workouts as well.
Exactly. AM workouts, which I have in there, which, you know, you just, you know, a 10-minute waker-upper that I, you know, I do every morning just to wake up. You know, you start the feet and you work your way up, but it's to get the joints loosened up, it's to get the muscles loosened up, and it's to get you ready for the day. And again, when you go to bed at night, to wind down so that you can sleep better. Things like even sleep. You know, we address that in the program, but you want to have a good night's sleep and have taking 10 minutes before you go to bed to de-stress, get rid of some of that muscle tension, loosen up the back, can work magic so that the next morning you wake up feeling a little better. So those things and that balance that Yamaka is talking about, balance disc. And, you know, people at home, you don't need the rejuvenation product to start, but you can just start with, you know, simply you're washing dishes or whatever and, you know, balance on one foot and then try hopping from one foot to the other. And when you hop to one foot, catch yourself and try to regain your balance. But eventually it's nice to get on something that's a little unstable. And that's what that balance disc is. It throws the stability is a little, off. And therefore you're going to see yourself kind of like shaking and recovering. And that little motion there is what develops your balance.
Right.
So really simple ways to practice this. And, you know, I just try to make things easy for people, make it so it doesn't take a lot of time, make it easy, and fit it into their lifestyle.
Yeah, and for our listeners, these are the new the new Rejuvenation with Kathy Smith exercise. They're like workout boxes, and they come with the exercise tube. There's a resistance tube. You also have the balance disc as well, plus your DVDs, and they're easy. They're great to travel with, simple to have. And how many different varieties do you have out there, Kathy?
Oh, of the rejuvenation product?
Yeah.
We have 6 different packages, but I think that, you know, so there's one for upper body, there's one for lower, there's a total body firming, there's one for balance, there's one for de-stressing, and then there's a combination kit, but yeah, the, what you mentioned, the programming, what I'm really proud of with this particular line that I developed is are those DVDs that I've broken up into really doable segments, 10, 15 minutes, and really walk you through the product. What we also find is whether it's a tube or a ball or a disc, people take it home and they know how to do one thing on it.
Right.
Or it's like, what am I going to do with this now? So to have a really good program that you can pop in, I've found takes the different apparatus, the different equipment that you might have seen before, and now you're really going to use it on a daily basis.
Wow.
And does it have a progression so that it gets more challenging over time?
We have modifiers, not progressions necessarily, but modifiers, which is kind of the same thing. So that, you know, we have a beginning, middle, you know, this is where you're going to start out. As you get better, try this. And when you, you know, for the really advanced, when you want to do a one-arm push-up on the ball, you can try this. Actually,
yeah.
We don't have that in there, but, you know, that would be – but we do progress up.
Wow. Well, listen, Kathy, you, first of all, you look fantastic. You haven't aged at all. You are a perfect role model.
How do you feel?
Well, no.
She went for a hike this morning.
I was on a hike with a guy, and I talked to two of you, and he got excited. He goes, because he's both of you. He likes the fat guy side of it.
He
wanted to be. But everybody loves your show, and so I love jumping on.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on. But I want to find out, you know, first of all, I have to send you this in the mail. We're going to send you a copy of our book, our new book, 35 Things to Raise Active Kids, because you're in it, and you talk about how, you know, you're growing up in your childhood. But I wanted, before you go, I wanted to find out a little bit about your role models in terms of your parents and how they played a role with you in being active, and you're one of the – you're a fabulous spokesperson for how to age gracefully and keep activity in your life for your entire life. So how are they with you?
You know, bit of my story is that I lost my parents when I was a teenager. But, and I bring that up because that's the biggest way that they were, that they influenced me, because losing my parents is what got me into exercise. When I lost them, it was as a teenager, I happened to have a friend that was a runner, that was a football player, and I would go out running with him, and I found when I came back from a run that I would feel, I changed my whole way of looking at life. It lifted the depression, it lifted the confusion, and that's where I actually got hooked on cardio and aerobics and running. But, and so that was a huge impact they had. And then one other person, Paul Bragg, of Bragg Amino Acids, was when I was in Waikiki. My father was in the military, so we traveled
you grew up in Hawaii.
All around the world.
Right, you spent some time, you spent some of your childhood in Hawaii.
Yeah, and I spent some time in Hawaii, and Paul was there on the beach, and I would watch, and I would see this 90-year-old man, and I was, you know, I was young at the time. I was 19, 20, and I would see this 90-year-old man, vital, energetic. He was on the beach leading this as a circle of people, some group exercise, and I would just stare at him because I'm thinking, wow, that's amazing to be 90 and that vital.
Yeah.
So I just looked up it. But my, in general, what were we? I was a Wisconsin girl that relatives lived on farms, and we would, when we were traveling around the world, I would get shipped back to the farm, and I loved being outdoors and riding and playing with the, you know, milking cows and riding horses, and, you know, I loved being outdoors, and that was, and I think that as far as my parents, I think the other big memory I have, my mom would take us to, take me, I would shop with her, go to the grocery store, and she would let me go down the aisle. And it was back in the days that we really used a lot of frozen vegetables,
right,
like Jolly Green Giant.
Uh-huh,
but we
sure.
would go down, and she goes, now you go pick out the vegetables. And it was just my role to go down and pick out Jolly Green Giant broccoli and Jolly Green Giant that came in pouches. And I had a vivid memory of just like, and every night we would have, you know, our protein, and we would have a Jolly Green Giant. And then we also, she was just wonderful back then because we always had a green salad, and I was responsible for cutting the cucumbers. It always had like a little lettuce, a few cucumbers and a couple tomatoes, and I would cut them up. And I don't know, I just, that was, that's one memory that I guess, if anything, every night we had dinner together at about 5:30 or 6, and every night we had one vegetable and one salad.
Right.
So, for, you know, that doesn't tell you about exercise, but it does tell you about the mentality around
sure.
the house.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And also, I know that your daughters are very active, and you're very active with them. And again, that's the, for us, that's the message that's out there we want to send to parents, in terms of, you know, you want to show your kids, you want to give them the best gift you can, is show them how to live an active lifestyle. And you've not only shown your kids, you've shown the entire world how to do that. And you're doing that again with these rejuvenation products, and people can get them. Best place to get them is at KathySmith.com.
I would, you know, that's the, probably the easiest. You can also go to rejuvenationrehab.com. But if you can't remember that or you can't spell it, go to KathySmith.com.
Yes, KathySmith.com. Kathy, it's always a pleasure to have you on your show, on our show. Are you going to be in Atlanta anytime soon that we can?
As soon as I, you know what? I'm actually coming down in November.
Oh, you're kidding me. Lee.
No.
The whole schedule aside, we're just definitely
stop the press.
We are getting together. We have to have either a little workout with you. We got to take you out for dinner. Maybe some corned beef sandwiches, some turkey, pastrami. What do you think, Lee? We've got to get her out.
We'll
some matzo ball soup.
She likes to hike.
We'll go hiking with you. We'll take you on a hike here in Atlanta.
I'm on for all of the above.
Well, we definitely have to stay in touch, Kathy, and we'd love to get together with you in November as well.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, take
Thanks
care.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
That is Kathy Smith. Check out all of her products at KathySmith.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at DrFitnessandTheFatGuy.com. Kathy's got these wonderful, great products. They're out there. They're in great little packages, and they're great travel packages. They come with balance discs. They come with her great DVDs as well, so go definitely check them out when you're online. And again, check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids, and good stuff in there, Lee. Good stuff.
Yeah, that was great.
Always great to have Kathy Smith on our show. We love her. She's great.
She's one of the legends in the business.
If not the biggest star out there, she is definitely very and always a lot of fun to be here. I can't wait for her to come here, though. That would be a lot of fun.
You think she'll actually spend time with us?
Well, with me. Maybe not. Actually, she may spend time with you. They like you.
People like the fat guy.
People like the fat guy. What can you do?